blender up the marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
You're so hot, little girl. You are so hot.
I know you like two things I like.
Chicken
and chicks.
Our committee will check with the restaurant owners and the cafes to see what Presley Records is on their machines and then ask them to do away with them.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Today on Taste the Nation, no condemnation by the president of white nationalists after a deadly protest in a southern city. The president who built a career on bluntness took pains to not place blame on any one group, enraging many.
So, what could President Trump have said on Saturday?
This is a vicious group of animals living in their parents' basements. A network of lawless savages.
Who should be put in jail, by the way.
Very, very bad people. Very bad, evil people. Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. And unless you name the enemy, you will never, ever solve the problem.
And why didn't he say that on Saturday?
We have a president that doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to be in the sun, you should protect your skin.
Where is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Carnelian's layers. Built up on top of one another.
Cold, cold winter storm. For my darling,
to the all those inside. Everybody's on fire, but I'm snowing in a cold blizzard. Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? This time the telephone blew its horn across the room. Scared little Annie, clean out of her mind. And out of her mind, blowing the candle, he peeps out of his beacon blue hide and seek. And grabbed little Annie from the ceiling just in time. And the telephone keeps on screaming. How you doing? I start to stutter. Can't you tell I'm doing fine? Can't you tell it was my baby talking way down across the border. She says I'm gonna hurry to you. I've been a fool and I'm tired of crying.
sound, but you do yearn to be.
Sometimes I wonder how it's gonna do. Ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this evening our theme is called Summertime Blues. If you're a frequent listener, you know that one of the things that makes a Tears of the God sound collage different from a plastic sushi is that we always have some kind of a feature for you, like a featured artist or a featured album, and this evening we're doing that, but a little different, well, than what we normally do, because we've got a featured song for you, Summertime Blues, originally written by Eddie Cochran and covered by so many other artists. And yes, it's our featured song for the show. We began with Jimi Hendrix and Long Hot Summer Night, and then The Who's incredibly cool cover version, their studio version. The one on Live at Leeds is also pretty good. But I like that version I played for you particularly because the bass and the rhythm guitar sound like they're one going in unison a bit. And I've been experimenting for a while with doing something like that with my guitars, having put in thick bass strings on along with the guitar strings and tuning them in strange ways. And yeah, that version of Summertime Blues by The Who sounds a lot like it when everything's going well. Also in the intro, I wanted to thank Chuck Yu for bringing me that excerpt. A little Sonic montage edit through the Stephen Colbert show, What Trump Could Have Said After Charlottesville. And I snagged that from Chuck Yu's In the Margin show that he did on August 16th on our sister station, MIT's radio station, WMBR 88.1 FM. And we'll actually be hearing more directly from Chuck later on in the second hour of our show as we bring you a report, a No Nazis on the Boston Common radio report he produced last Saturday for those protests and counter-protests. So, also, we're celebrating summer, the end of summer as we come into it this evening, and we're going to be playing for you Vivaldi's classical piece, Summer, from his Four Seasons suite. And also Wendy Carlos's epic ambient masterpiece, Summer, from her Sonic Seasonings album. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with a set that goes full circle. And, well, we're going to begin with the original version of Summertime Blues by Eddie Cochran. And also play some outstanding bluegrass slide guitar from Mike Albridge and some German electronic music with Tangerine Dream and some classic rock with a summer topic from Blue Oyster Cult. I think appropriate to our summer of 2017. So,
WMFO.
Here's Eddie Cochran on WMFO in Medford.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss. I'm a gonna raise about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you want to use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
When the sun goes down, you can make it good enough.
philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
right on,
da 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 da,
whoosh whoosh whoosh,
right on. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Thank you. is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks.
Feeling easy on the outside, not so funny on the inside. Feel the sound, free fall rain. Oh, this is the night we ride. This ain't the Garden of Eden. There ain't no angels above. And things ain't what they used to be. And this ain't the summer of love. Now pour your donuts from the outside and keep dangled by the inside. You need to begin to understand that this is the night we ride. This ain't
yeah.
What?
Sad. lyrics, in fact. You know, have sex.
That's three ways.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of get a little lonely at times. My mom doesn't understand. I can't talk to her about these kind of things, you know?
I know.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. This evening, our theme is called Summertime Blues, and we began and ended that set going full circle with versions of that song. It's our featured song this evening. Began with Eddie Cochran's original version, which I found on an outstanding compilation, Loud, Fast, and Out of Control. And then a band from the 1970s, a real big hit for Mungo Jerry in the summertime, and then Mike Aldridge, a track called Summertime from his Dobro Blues and Bluegrass album. And yes, I'd say that combination, summertime on Dobro Blues and Bluegrass, certainly fit our summertime blues theme exactly in a different way. And then in another different way, we heard from the Blue Oyster Cult and an appropriate song for this year, This Ain't the Summer of Love. And then the German electronic band Tangerine Dream. Not a bit like Kraftwerk, but not as extensively. Not known by many people relative to the way that they influenced other artists and made it into our world culture through that. That was a track called Alaskan Summer from their Lily on the Beach album. And I mixed in dialogue from, a scene with Ashlyn and Marco about Ashlyn moving from Texas over to California and meeting her neighbor Marco. And then we concluded with Joan Jett's cool cover version of Summertime Blues. So this week, on Monday, we had a partial solar eclipse in the United States. Well, some people had the whole thing. We had a partial one here in Boston. And I was hanging out with my friend Quinn, and we went outside and wandered around the Tufts campus while that was going on. And that was definitely a cool thing to do. I did not have any real high expectations about the partial solar eclipse. I just figured, well, it's going to be like, you know, the sky gets a little cloudy. But while there were clouds in the sky, the sun was often not obscured. And there were people who had brought extra of the special safety sunglasses, and they were quite willing to share them with people as they walked by. So that was cool, being able to see the kind of half moon shape as the moon partially eclipsed the sun through that. And then some other people had the pinhole cameras made with pie plates, and they didn't know how to use them, but I sort of figured out the idea. So I showed them, and we held them, and we saw the half moon shape coming through like that. But what I really thought was fascinating was the way that with the sun out, not obscured by clouds, you could tell there was something definitely different about the light. It wasn't quite coming from overhead. It was kind of coming from all around the rest of the sky. And it reminded me a bit of, I've made one trip to Las Vegas when Ritsuko and I were visiting the American parks in the West, and one of the giant casino rooms didn't have lights on top, but instead lights all around the edges, and that's what it felt like when the moon was eclipsing the sun, I thought. And later on, I was thinking about it, and it reminded me of what we're listening to as my ambiance right now. Which are ocean waves recorded on a beach. But what I've done is I sonically manipulated them so they're going backwards. Kind of like if you had a record, like an LP record, and you didn't turn on the motor, but you instead spun it so you'd get Paul is Dead from Revolution Number 9. And things like that. And so if you listen closely to this, you know, and the birds, they're seagulls, all right, but there's something strange about them, too, when they come in. Well, that's what I wanted to mention. And now we can get back to the rest of your Summertime Blues Friday Night Sound Collage Party. And we're going to hear another version of our featured song. And this version is often cited as the first ever heavy metal or proto-heavy metal song. And that's a little contentious. Other possibilities include Steppenwolf's Born to Be Wild. But in any case, it's certainly in the running. And then we're going to hear Vivaldi's classical piece celebrating summer from his Four Seasons suite. And that piece is, it's like a summer storm. And then, well, why don't I just give the whole set away? We're going to hear a relatively new Jimi Hendrix song from his Valley of Neptunes album. And then, well, some disco, and we're going to conclude with another cool cover of Summertime Blues here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Raise a fuss, Lord, I got to raise a holler. wonder what I'm gonna do. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mama, papa told my son, you got to make some money. Well, if you wanna use a car to go right next Sunday. Well, Lord, I didn't go to work, I told the boss I was sick, he said. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I've got to take 3 weeks, I've got to have a fine vacation. To take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, thick as what? Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Thank you. know something? A kiss is worth more than 1,000 words.
Then why didn't you stop talking?